Well, when you think about Bass Recon, one of the things you have to think about is the fact that you got to learn on the fly many times, and you got to be out there, you got to be pretty active. And with me today is Ron Shuffield. And Ron, I guess Bass Recon is about a lot of different things, going out there, figuring out these fish, trying to figure out what you need to do. But something that comes to mind to me that, you know, the novice may not think about is how do you prepare for a one-day event versus what you prepare for when you have a four-day event?
Well, you know, for me, you know, there again, that's the one time that I'm definitely going to concentrate on fishing to my strengths. Because, you know, when you're fishing to your strengths, if you're a jig fisherman, you're not going to want to be out there on the lake trying to throw a crankbait because that's what you've heard that the fish are biting on the best. If your practice period is over with and you've got any kind of a bite going at all on a pattern that you're familiar with, that's the best way to approach one-day events because then you're going to be more keyed up, more on edge, and more ready for the strike when it happens. And kind of you're better in tune with how to change within that pattern than you are trying to totally change to a different pattern.
Well, Ron, you know, you've made a career and had a great career of winning big events, you know, big four-day events. A guy that goes out and wins those one-day events and then he thinks, hey, I can shift gears and fish for 4 days and maybe win a championship or two. The story is that it's not as easy as it sounds. You got to be able to spread those fish out, got to have maybe more spots. What are some of the things that you've found over the years?
Well, you do. You definitely have to learn how to manage your fish more, and you do have to become, you know, while you need to be really good at one or two things, you have to become more highly versatile in a number of different approaches. Like I've learned to take these new little, like the new birthday shaky worms, and I really work with them a lot, and knowing fish hang on to them better. That's been one of the things that's worked with me on my finesse fishing, because finesse fishing has become such a big player, and even in the professional ranks, it's a major, major player. And I remember just not too many years ago when one of my roommates never won a tournament, and that's all he did was fish finesse worms. So that's how the sport has changed. That's where versatility comes in, Terry.
Well, Ron, it comes to mind, you know, you're one of the all-time money winners that have ever fished for a bass, for a green fish. And, you know, you started out, of course, as many guys do, you start out through the Federation, you start fishing those one-dayers. But then you started doing well when you fish these 3- and 4-day events. You have to, you know, you look at this thing, you go back at it, and you say, what are some of the things that I have to do differently? How do I have to prepare differently? What are some of those kind of things? Could you maybe go into that a little bit?
You know, there again, I was a jig fisherman. I was really good at jig fishing, and that's something that I'd always prided myself in. And if you're a good jig fisherman, in most instances, you can win tournaments. But, you know, there's all so many opportunities that you're given or conditions you're faced with where jig isn't always the best call. So there again, you have to become more versatile at other techniques. And I just had to resolve to the fact I had to learn how to Carolina rig. You know, I'd hop a jig a lot. It was hard for me to learn to just drag my rod so the bait stayed on the bottom. And little things like that. I never used a trailer on a spinnerbait. I always threw a spinnerbait without any sort of trailer whatsoever, and I paid no attention much to blade colors. Gold, nickel, it didn't make any difference. One was as good as the other. But now I'm learning that you can mix and match, or because of light conditions, high sun, low clouds, or whatever, that those blade colors change. And that's, like I said, that's just part of the learning curve that I've had to go through over the years, and it's made me a better fisherman. But it's also given me actually more techniques than I get kind of confused sometimes when I get to thinking of that. That's why I say in a one-day event, I'm going to fish my strength, and I kind of put all the other stuff to the side.
Well, you got to mix and match, no doubt about it. Now, with the Berkley line of products, one thing, you know, you've got now, it's kind of neat. You got the power line of products with the power baits. Then you've got these soaking baits, you know, the gulp products. They've come out kind of making it so that if the bite's tough, you can go with the gulp product. If the bite's not so tough, but you got, you know, like that power product stuff, you can go with that. So you've added a little bit just with the technology.
Well, you know, everybody has fished Berkley power worms or power lizards over the years, and, you know, I was so amazed in my first experience and how well fish hung on to those lures. And the gulp lineup has basically kind of tends to lean, I think, a little bit more towards the finessing market, or there's a greater lineup of products towards the finesse market. And it's amazing at the amount of bite to hook ratios, strike to hook ratios that I'm getting by using the Berkley gulp, because they just don't let go of that product. It's amazing how deep the fish take the lure when they hit it and how long. You know, and we do that a lot in practicing for a tournament. Instead of actually wanting to catch a fish, we'll bend the hook in and just let the fish kind of swim around with the bait. And I swam fish all the way to the surface and actually got to look at them with no hook on my bait using the Berkley Gulp product.
Well, Ron, you know, you're fishing the FLW side. You did fish the BASS side, and now you've got 200 competitors out there with you. And you're talking about a four-day event potentially with you know, 200 guys out there. Tell me about how tough that is. Give me an impression about, you know, what you feel there. And with the cut format, of course, that does change some things. But in reality, it's still pretty tough to fish against 200 guys every day.
Well, it's definitely difficult. You know, you have to try to figure out how to manage your fish. But one of the key things there, again, I've started to take a different approach. I tried to fish more conservatively in last year, and I got kicked pretty good in the process of doing it. This year, I've only had a couple of events, and I finished fifth in the first one. And my approach this year has been basically try to take the first 2 days as one-day events. Go out there and try and catch what you can catch. Don't worry about managing your fish, because ultimately you don't get to play the end game if you're not there. So you've got to go ahead and catch what you can catch to get into the finals. And then you zero when you start over, and then I will kind of evaluate what I have left and try and deal with how to go about winning the event then.
Well, I tell you, there's nobody that knows how to get, when you get down to those final days and I see you in the top two or three, I know who's going to be up there in the top one position, Ron, and I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Recon Radio.
Well, I enjoy you calling, Terry, and anytime, be of assistance, just feel free to call me.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Recon Radio.